Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Self-discipline is the act of making sure that you stay motivated and achieve your goals, as well as occasionally, regardless of your emotions or feelings in the moment, taking action against yourself in order to better yourself when we recognise the need, right? If you're aiming to be successful at life, whatever you find yourself doing, self-discipline is a key characteristic that's incredibly beneficial to have. Now, unfortunately, in life, there isn't always going to be someone around to ensure you're doing as well as you can be. Sometimes you have to fill that role, and you have to do the work too, apply the effort. And this is why self-discipline is a necessary trait to ensure your success. And if you find yourself fighting an uphill battle against others and sometimes yourself, then having the ability to discipline and control your actions might be the thing you need to ensure your commitment and your betterment to improving yourself. Let's have a think about the types of self-discipline we can work with. It can be a difficult thing to teach and learn. I mean, after all, it's purely based around your mindset and the way you're able to deal with and evaluate and act upon a variety of different situations that you're going to find yourself in. But what you might not realise is that there are many different types of self-discipline that we can use. Now, like many things, one style of self-discipline isn't going to work for every possible scenario because the variables are too many and too vague for the discipline to work. And that's why we categorise them. When it comes to self-discipline, Dr. Kajerman Scott is an award-winning author, and she said that there are three main categories. These are active discipline, reactive discipline, and then finally, proactive discipline. So, active discipline is all about controlling and disciplining yourself in the present. If you go to study for an exam and you decide to remove your phone or disable your access, you're actively disciplining yourself. Every time you think to do one thing, then decide to another better thing. For example, eating healthily or exercising rather than watching TV, then you're being actively disciplining yourself. Now, of course, this isn't to say that if you want something like a sugary drink, that means you're not in control. It just means that if you decide to go against something in the present that you're aware that you need to do, then you're lacking self-active discipline. Then there's reactive discipline. It's all about your reactions to something and how you're able to control them or not. For reactive discipline to work and come into use, then something must happen beforehand. Reactive discipline might occur when dealing with someone who's rude to you, for example. If you want to avoid unnecessary conflict with this person, then reactive discipline is needed to take actions like walking away or being the bigger person. But it doesn't have to involve another person. Any action that you take that keeps you in control after a specific event is a reactive discipline. The opposite of reacting after an event would be a proactive discipline. And this is acting, as I said, before an event. To use proactive discipline, you have to anticipate something's going to happen. This could be, creating a to-do list for the next day and making sure you're ready to complete that list by getting a good night's sleep. Proactive discipline can help you to either avoid certain situations or deal with them in the most effective way. However, unlike active or reactive, they require you to know or at least predict what's going to happen in the future. So how to improve our own self-discipline? Well, just like most personality traits and characteristics that we have, the level at which people possess them varies from person to person. And that's no different than with self-discipline. This is why in life you get people who have no issues with cracking on with the work that they've got to do, and other people can really struggle to even get going. So what's positive about this, though, is that self-discipline can be taught and practiced and ultimately improved upon. The reason why this is important is, well, besides helping you to focus and manage things like your emotions and your actions better, having a high level of self-discipline can help in many other areas of your life as well. One of the biggest fears that many people have when it comes to dealing with people, work, relationships, almost just about anything that they feel could get out of control. So when you feel out of control in a tricky situation, it's very easy to become overwhelmed by them and so begin to overthink the problem. Of course, the best way to stop this from happening is to be in, or at least attempt to be in control of that situation. Now, it's going to be impossible to be in control of every situation given the amount of variables there are at play, but that doesn't stop you from trying. Think of it this way. If you're about to take multiple exams, like maybe your A-level mocks, you might start worrying about which ones you should prioritize for study. Now, should it be the subjects that you enjoy and you're good at in the hopes of gaining really high results? Should it be the subjects you don't like and are rubbish at to improve their results? Or should you do a little bit of everything? Plus, of course, you'll be worrying about what's going to be in the exams. Now, in this situation, it's very easy to think that all of the control is out of your hands, but it's not really. You just need to be self-disciplined. You might start thinking that there's too much to study and that you're constantly studying the wrong thing. But if you have self-discipline and you're able to study consistently without distractions like your phone, without changes, without losing focus and doing something else, then you can minimize that anxiousness that you once had purely through being disciplined and making sure that you do what needs to be done. Have a listen to our action learning talk. This is just one example, but regardless of what situation you find yourself in, getting it done, even if it seems scary to tackle, is the first thing to do if you want to feel some sort of control again. And this comes through self-discipline. And that's what's so great about this, is that when you do it, this can actually improve other parts of your life. It works like dominoes. It acts as a knock-on effect. So if bad things can affect one thing, like worrying over your exams, becoming overwhelmed, feeling out of control, not trying and underperforming, then the same thing can happen positively. If you do the work, you can learn more. You can understand what might be asked of you. Right there is an example of how, through self-discipline and making more of an effort by systemizing your time into study and then reward blocks, you can go from feeling totally lost to gaining control, reducing your stress and your fear, all the way to achieving your goals, making you feel much happier. And this is all done with the help of self-discipline. But what can you do to be more self-disciplined? Well, there's many things you can do, but if you're particularly unmotivated, immeasurably lost and completely unsure, here's a few things that might help out. Have your goals in sight. Now, our minds are complicated organs. With everything that's going on up there, sometimes the best thing to do is take out the vital information and look at it separately. And what I mean by this is that when you're trying to achieve something, it can often become overcomplicated and confusing because your brain is applying unnecessary information. What might be beneficial for you to do is to take those goals and write them down in their most basic form. If you want to open a business, write down, start your own business. If you want to be able to cook, write down, learn to cook. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, simplify it. Because our brains are constantly trying to do the opposite and make it complicated. And when it's simplified, it can become a lot easier and more manageable to achieve success, given that there's fewer complications that you're subconsciously adding to the mix. Small things. If we take opening a business as a goal that you want to achieve, the likelihood of that happening just by clicking your fingers and having it be a successful business is virtually impossible. Instead, rather than giving up hope, set yourself smaller, achievable goals depending on your position. If you've had a great idea for a business at school, then maybe study business at school or go online or at a college and try and get good grades. And from there, you might want to go to university or start a very small, localized business from your house. You might try and get a job in a business that can help you to learn. The choice is yours to make, but having achievable goals within your reach can push you forward to getting the main big goal. The thing to remember is that accomplishments promote work and effort and satisfaction. Weaknesses. Now, a key thing when improving your self-discipline is to know what barriers lie in your way. If you go into anything blind in life, no matter what it is, when the difficulties arise, and they will arise, it can be a lot more difficult to overcome them. And the reason being is that if you're unaware, that sense of losing control and being out of your depth can occur a lot quicker. Knowing what might trip you up is a surefire way to give yourself a chance when that happens. Your use of proactive discipline is what you need here, because without it, your weaknesses could get the better of you. Have that end goal in mind, the big picture. You'll want to remember why you started in the first place. And the worst thing that can happen is for you to put in hours upon hours of work, fall, rise back up again, time and time again, all for you to forget what motivated you in the first place and where you wanted to get to. Your end goal is what put you on this journey. So quite simply, don't forget what it is. When we're coaching students for their studies or executives in a business or a company, the first aspect we ask for is a goal. What is your goal? Your SMART goal. What do you need to get out of the coaching session today? And specifically, what do you need to leave this session with? What's your takeaway for today's coaching session? With the goal in mind, you can find the pathway to achieve it. And that's the important bit of this jigsaw. You can find the pathway to each and every milestone, goal, objective that you set your mind to. Being self-disciplined is about working smart, not necessarily hard. Self-discipline requires effort. It can be difficult to motivate yourself, especially when it comes to something that you don't want to put yourself through. But it's needed. It's necessary. For you to achieve success, you'll want to be in control. And the way you'd get this is by being self-disciplined. Think about that. Go back and think about this again. Have a look at our Action Learning podcast. And I'll explain in another podcast what we really mean by SMART goals. Very important. Okay, you have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative. And you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.